It's not a big problem getting meals to kids during the school year, but delivering those meals in the summer can be a little trickier. Alaska ranks near the very bottom of the states when it comes to providing meals to kids during the summer. For every 100 children who get meals during the school year, only 7 get them during the summer months. This year, with a little help, the Summer Food Service Program hopes to change that. APRN's Susanna Caldwell has the story.
For breakfast, food bank executive Susanna Morgan had toast with goat cheese, and Girl Scout CEO Jane Strait had cold cereal and miso soup. Congressman Don Young had a spare rib. But for 8-year-old Donovan, it was
reading cobbler, not just peaches.
Peach cobbler, sausage, scrambled eggs, raisins, and milk, both chocolate and 2%, all were provided as part of the Summer Food Service Program. It held its kickoff today at the Mountain View Boys and Girls Club in Anchorage. Congressman Don Young was there. So was Senator Mark Begich. They wanted to encourage other communities around the state to participate. The program is funded by the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development. It provides meals and snacks to low-income children across the state. This summer, it is set to provide meals in 53 communities and hopefully feed 8,000 kids. This is the third year that the food bank has sponsored the program. It's one of 20 different organizations that help fund it. But Executive Director Susanna Morgan says that even though the food bank provides the food, keeping the programs going in rural communities once school's out is the hard part.
But in the summertime, you have to find community partners to offer this. So it's been a much slower growth than the school lunch program.
Part of that outreach has included the Girl Scouts. Girl Scout CEO Jane Strait says that every summer they hold day camps in villages across the state. As part of the camp, they serve lunch for girls and boys. But they aren't just trying to feed kids temporarily. They're trying to set up sustainable programs.
The idea, I guess, is kind of to showcase the summer food program and show how easy it is to do so that someone in the village can then decide to take it on and do it for the rest of the summer.
Last year was the first year the Girl Scouts participated in the program. Strait says that Emonic and St. Mary's were two villages that adopted the program after the camps. This summer, they're hoping for the same results in other rural communities. Some of the villages they want to visit include Hooper Bay, Scammon Bay, and Mountain Village. Congressman Young, a former school teacher in Fort Yukon, has seen the benefits of programs like this firsthand and understands the need across the state.
I'd like to say I started one of the first hot lunch programs in the state of Alaska in Fort Yukon because I found out that a lot of them weren't getting breakfast. So I decided to give them a little biscuits and powdered milk and honey and butter. Amazing what happens to the mind when they have something to eat. The kids will have a better nutritional capability to be better citizens.
But even with the rural struggles, for the kids at the Boys and Girls Club who benefit from the program, it's just about getting a tasty meal.
So is it a good breakfast? It tastes good.
Yeah, it's a good breakfast. It's good, really good.
Today was supposed to be tacos, but they changed the menu.
Yeah, but it's actually, I think... eggs and sausage are better than tacos. But I think
even if every once in a while they get a surprise. In Anchorage, I'm Susanna Caldwell.